From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Erin McKinstry. The University of Missouri has called off its search for a staff lobbyist to replace employees it laid off in June. KBIA's Hannah Haynes has more.
After laying off employees in the University Relations Office following system-wide budget cuts, the university started a search for a lobbyist to replace those employees, but they've canceled that search. This means the university is now relying on third-party lobbying firms like Clark Hill and Statehouse Strategies. MU spokesperson Christian Basie says after interviewing multiple candidates, University President Moon Choi decided to cancel the search and take more time to decide how to move forward.
We want to take a look at the current resources that we have and take a closer look at what the needs are for the campuses and the system, and then take some time to develop a longer-term vision for the future of our governmental relations.
Basie says maintaining close relationships with lawmakers in Jefferson City is a priority. Hannah Haynes, KBIA News.
A new report from the ACLU of Missouri says Black students and students with disabilities are far more likely to face school discipline than white students without disabilities. The report called From School to Prison was released today and finds that students subjected to school discipline are less likely to succeed and more likely to face legal trouble as they grow up. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development says a new Missouri law doesn't provide the same protections from housing discrimination as federal law does, and consequently, Missouri will lose some funding. Missouri Democratic House Minority Leader Gail McCann Beatty said today that the state could lose between $400,000 and $500,000 a year. She's calling on legislative colleagues to repeal parts of the new law that will lead to funding losses. In July, Republican Governor Eric Greitens signed the law, which creates a higher standard for proving discrimination in court. HUD had warned Missouri that enacting the law would mean that the Missouri Human Rights Commission no longer can handle federal housing discrimination claims, and the state will lose out on some funding. For KBIA News in Columbia, I'm Erin McKinstry.